all of your warm wishes and thoughts for the holiday. We just want to say thank you. And we wanted this call to be with some really, really powerful content. This time of year always brings us back to a very special time in our life. And if you probably know our story by now, but we always remember this time of year how transformational this time was for our lives, and how the blessing of being at our lowest of lows in December to earning more than $11,000 within 30 short days, and then from there earning more than $211,000 our first year and more than $500,000 by our second year. And so Tom really wanted to focus in on tonight on specifics on what changed and how did we do it. And there may be some of you on the phone that would say you're in a similar place, or, you know, maybe you're doing well in your business, but you just want to reach that next level, and you're kind of stuck. And so wherever you're at tonight, I hope this call will push you through to the next level. And it really, really doesn't matter what 2008 looked like. It really doesn't. When we got started in January with our new business in 2004, we were completely 100% negative in our checking account. We had no money. We had nothing. We were emotionally, financially drained. And so it really shows you it doesn't matter where you're at. It's all a decision, and with some direction and guidance. Wherever you want to make 2009, it can be that. So I just want to bring up, obviously, the speaker tonight. And, honey, I hope you're on the phone, Tom.
I'm here, baby.
Cool.
That's it?
That's all.
You're done?
Yep.
You're awesome. Thank you for doing the introduction, guys. And I always love doing that to my wife. For those of you that have been on my calls over the last few years, if you've ever heard my wife on the call, it's few and far between. She doesn't like doing the calls, although I think she does an incredible job. And she's been in the industry actually longer than me. She started when she was 19 years old with her father. And so she always tells people that she's been doing it longer. But for some reason, she still doesn't like to be on the calls or be out speaking or anything, even though she does a great job. Hey, guys, I am excited about today's call. And the reason why is the timing. This time in 2004 was the time where my life was totally transformed for obviously the better. And even though we've been in the industry for 16 years, there was an enormous amount of ups and downs. Even though we were breaking records in some areas, recruiting, and we were a top income earner, we've made six figures every single year since we were 25 years old on, and even a seven-figure income over that period of time, multiple seven-figure incomes over that period of time, but it came at an extremely high price. It came at a very high price of being completely burned out emotionally, physically, financially, for sure. And the one thing that my wife and I got good at mastering is what I'm going to share with you guys tonight, how to break through and how to have breakthroughs in your business, which starts with the foundation, and that's what I'm going to focus on, which is obviously recruiting. And some of the breakthroughs that we went through, but also, more importantly, some of the massive stumbling blocks that we went through during that period of time. And then, of course, what was that freedom point, that point that really took us to the next level? And I'm going to go through that. But before I do that, I just got to share something that's been on my heart. And I was going to do it for a whole new call, and I may go into more detail on this later. But I got to tell you something that I've been doing over the last year. Many of you know, after being the number one income earner of our company, being the top enroller, not just in our company, but the entire industry, and then duplicating that to the point where we had multiple people as top recruiters and earners within the entire industry. Even to this day, there's so many people. I hear almost at least weekly people that are breaking records, and it was a lot of them got started during that period of time when Kim and I really started to create that momentum as the number one earner of that company. But something kind of uncomfortable has happened to me that I'm going to share with you about in the last year. And that uncomfortableness has been a wild blessing. Many of you know that I had the incredible fortune of selling my distributorship with as the number one earner of the last company I was with. I actually sold it to the founder of that company, and was able to do a couple things. Travel like a rock star with money and time like we've never had before. and also really decide what we're going to do for the next year. And many of you know we partner with Danny Johnson, which has been by far the biggest blessing ever in business, to be able to get mentored personally and work with and live around and be a part of that culture that and that training and that mentoring that Danny has given my wife and I from a personal perspective, spiritually and financially, which has also been a big blessing. But we've had a really neat time to take a look at the industry from different eyes. You know, when you're in the industry, you're driving, you're plowing, you're trying to either figure it out, or if you're a leader, you're out there just keeping your nose down. And if you're not, you're not making money. It's just that's just the bottom line. And so I remember, you know, I always outsourced all my training to Danny Johnson because I was just so busy focusing on the main things of my business. But one of the things I got the opportunity to do here in the last year, really hardcore, was really look at different business models and, you know, look at the internet marketing world and what's happening there. Look at the affiliate marketing world and what's happening there. Look at different websites that are membership sites that pay reoccurring income outside of network marketing and home business, just because I wanted to learn new strategies to improve my skill sets. And it's kind of funny. Something's come around full circle here in the last 30 days. I'm going to share with you guys. A lot of my friends have been coming up to me that are in traditional businesses. You know, some of them have couple that we have are very successful where we live, and they have a traditional brick-and-mortar business. I've had two or three different friends up here that are successful in their own businesses ask me, what is the best business model? What is the best thing to do here in 2009? And I'm truly coming at it from a friend point of view, you know, with no financial incentive, no incentive to enroll them in a home-based business because I'm not actively building a home-based business. You know, I can't recruit them into my business. You know, I'm doing training, coaching, and software and different media stuff that you guys will be knowing about here pretty soon. And so I really can't bring them into my business, which is a weird feeling in itself. And I started breaking it down and going through all the things I've been learning. And I'll just tell you, because I've been looking at internet marketing, and I'm like, well, you could do internet marketing, but it's taken me a year to even get a small glimpse of how to really make true internet marketing work. I'm like, and I'm a slow learner. People can figure it out a lot faster than me. But I'm like, man, and I'm talking to my friend last night. He had him over for dinner. And I'm like, well, you could do internet marketing, but I got to be honest, I'm just starting to figure it out myself. You could do affiliate marketing. And, you know, that takes some time, and you can either market other people's products or you can develop your own. And, you know, that's a little bit easier, but it still takes some time. So I was going through all these different models with him, and then I came down to it. And I said, you know what? and if you want to make money in the year 2009 with no capital, you can get started and not just make a little bit of money up front on marketing the products and services of different home-based business companies, but you can do something, and this is kind of ironic, guys, and I just want to share with you guys what you have in your hands. You could do something that a lot of the top seven-figure internet marketers are doing. Okay, not all of them by any means, but I see a few of them doing this. They're starting to take a look at the network marketing industry. And I thought that was just the most baffling thing in the world. You know, internet marketing seems to be so great and so much income and all this kind of stuff. But they're starting to look at network marketing as another income stream, another vehicle for their, you know, their business. So I thought that was kind of wild. And one of these internet marketers explained it to me. Interesting. He says it's geometric income, meaning you don't just get paid once. You get paid on ongoing money if people stay on your products or services depending on your compensation or your company. But you also make residual income on the teams building and so on and so forth. So anyways, you guys know it. You guys are in the industry. I don't have to resell you on it. But I'm just telling you from a belief point of view, I think my purpose of why I'm telling you this is I believe, and it kind of like, you know, when I was talking to my friend last night, I'm like, gosh, you know, you should do a home business. He's like, well, which one should I do? I'm like, oh, my gosh, I don't know. I'm not in one right now. It made me kind of envious of you guys that are building a home-based business because traditional business people are looking for what you have. Internet marketers are looking for what you have. As the economy gets worse and potentially even more worse, people are going to look more to what you have. It's the least expensive, fastest, simplest, business model on the planet, and this is from someone who's had an enormous amount of time in the industry and also time out of the industry to study and get cross-trained in different type of plans and different types of ways to make money on the internet. So much to the point where I'm like, honey, why did we retire from the industry? I literally told that to my wife. I'm like, why did we partner with Danny? Now, I wouldn't take it back for anything from an educational and spiritual and so many other facets. But from a business perspective, I'm like, honey, we were pretty good at building a home-based business. Why in the heck did we decide to get out? But anyways, we're very happy of what we're doing. We're very excited to share with you some things that can maybe, like I said, get you to that next level in your home-based business. Or for those of you that are already having success, a way to leverage your time more significantly, because most people that are leaders in the network marketing home-based business industry, they're burnt out, and they're just totally tired. So the question I have for you to start this call is, are you tired, and are you in a rut right now, a rut? You know, are you stuck? Are you wondering, you know, how to get through the next level? Maybe you're brand new, and you're just trying to figure out how to talk to prospects. Maybe you're just trying to figure out how to get this thing going. Well, like I said, even though we've made a lot of money in this industry, the thing that really got me going on January 8th, coming up a few days, 2004, that really gave us a breakthrough, because, guys, even though we've made a lot of money, we were still in a rut. We were in the rut of working 7 days a week, practically every hour that you can work, jeopardizing sleep, jeopardizing health. I'm not going to go into that story. Many of you have heard it. But even though we made a lot of money, it almost wasn't worth the price, because we ended up being broke anyways because we spent it all on a whole other story. But it led us to being totally broke in 2003. And at a point in 2004, when we started listening to Danny and hearing that there's another way to make money in a home-based business, we realized there's another way to do it. And we were so down at that point, and maybe some of you guys are right now, and you're just ready to break through that. And I'll just remember one thing that sticks in my head, and I'll just share this one story that really was a defining moment in my life. Many of you heard we had our cars repossessed and all that, but one of the things that made me really kind of just, sick to my stomach was when we lived about a half mile to a mile away from the nearest grocery store, and we had, many of you heard, my cars were repossessed, right? So we had no way to get to the grocery store for even the basics, food, bread, you know, for our four little girls. We have four girls under the age of 8 years old. So we would literally go on with our two car strollers, because two of our kids, could pile in there, and then we would go grocery shopping. People thought we were crazy because we were grocery shopping with kids' strollers and throwing the food and the milk and all that stuff in between their legs and under, hey, hold this, Morgan, hold the bread. And I mean, it was really kind of funny now, but back then it wasn't funny at all. And that was one of my moments. This was like January 1st or 2nd, like right at this time, I said, gosh, I'm going to get involved in a home business again, and I'm going to do it differently, okay? I'm going to do it a way that a lot of people aren't doing in our industry. And I'm going to share a few things of what we did a little bit different. The number one thing that we did was the mindset of what it takes to succeed, okay? And not lying to myself and beating around the bush. You know, I was always taught to work the numbers, to make dials, dial for dollars, all that kind of stuff. And I'm not saying that doesn't work, but I didn't have the luxury of dialing numbers. A lot of people ask me, well, Tom, how many people should I call per day? You should call as many as it takes to get your end result. And I know that may take a buildup or some time for some of you based on your skill sets and, based on you really filling up your pipeline, which I'm going to talk a lot in this prospecting series. But some of you need to build up that consistency of making phone calls. And I didn't have the luxury of working numbers or working dials. I had to start focusing on, I am, no matter what it takes, I've got to enroll at least one person into my business every single day. Now, of course, I was full-time. You guys can put that to your own businesses. Let me just give you an example. If you're doing this thing part-time, even extreme part-time, I'm talking 7 to 10 hours a week, you should be enrolling or get yourself to the point, maybe not this week, maybe not next week, but within a few weeks, for sure within a month, you need to get your business to the point where you're enrolling at least two people per week. okay, if you're extreme part-time. Now, if you're full-time, that should be more of four people on up, okay? So part-time, two people, full-time, four people on up per week, okay? And you may have heard me say this, but I'm going to say it again because a lot of you are new, is if you could do two per week, then you could do two per day in the same amount of energy output and the same amount of time output when you learn how to leverage this process of building a home-based business the right way. And then here's the other thing. Here's the mindset that I had going into this. I treated my business, and I've never done this before, like I was the Tiger Woods. Now, I know that, and I don't mean this to sound, you know, arrogant, but just this is what I did to myself, okay? I didn't go around saying I'm the best at this or the best at that. But in my own mind, in my own heart, okay, and my wife and I, we wanted to treat our business with the highest level of excellence in the main thing that produces the most fruit in the shortest period of time, and that's what Danny taught me, and that is to spend 80% of your time recruiting, okay? And then the next thing you need to do is recruit, and the next, recruit, and then recruit, and then recruit. Guys, you are recruiters, okay? No matter what business you're in, assuming you're in a home-based business, network marketing business. So if you're in that business, and I don't have time to go into all the reasons why, and I know there's other things to do, but 80 to 90% of your time this year needs to be spent on bringing in the highest quality people that you can possibly bring in on a daily or weekly basis, period. Okay? And again, I'm going to be breaking this down for those of you, and I know many of you are in that series that's starting tomorrow. I'm going to be breaking that down specifically how to do that. Okay? But that's the key. It's not just dialing for dollars. It's getting the highest quality people on that phone or in person or however you build your business possible. So when it comes to treating my business like Tiger Woods, and here's what I mean by that, and you guys, even if you're not a sports person, even if you don't know, you know, everything about Tiger, most of you know who Tiger Woods is. And you know he, when he plays golf, he's the best golfer, in the world for many, many, many years. Just dominates the game. And one of the things he does, and one of the things he does and did, is he swings that club until his hands were bleeding. He focuses on his trade. He focuses on his dial. He has a professional coach that he pays to watch his swing and to be there to push him. I mean, he's a pretty motivated guy, but he still pays a coach to do it. So when it comes to recruiting, what are you going to do this year? When it comes to building your business this year, what are you going to treat? Now, you don't have to be like Tiger Woods, but why not? Guys, this is your career. Many of you want this to be your career, whether it's part-time income, but probably more than likely, I'm betting a lot of you want to make this a full-time career move or a full-time, you know, income stream for your family, whether it's a few thousand to six figures or way beyond. You got to have something that you're focusing on, and I'll just tell you what you should be focusing on, being the best that you can possibly physically be. I'm not saying you have to beat everybody or, you know, be this over extroverted Ruby, but just be the absolute best that you can possibly be when it comes to recruiting and learning your skill sets, listening to Danny Johnson, being on the classes, practicing, and much more. So anyways, that was one of the things that I really focused on is I want to be the best. I want to see what's possible. How many of you on this call would, if you just let go of everything, you just put all of your energy and all of your focus on just one thing, and that's being the best recruiter in the world. And here's the things you're going to have to give up. Let me just share with you guys some things that there may be some things that are going to go to poo, okay, crap, okay? There are going to be things that are going to be out of balance, okay? And I'm not saying family. I'm not going to mention that. I'm definitely not going to say your spiritual life, okay? I'm not going to say your health, okay, like I was taught many years. But there will be things out of balance in your business if you do it right in the beginning, okay? It just has to work that way. It just has to work that way. If you get really good at one thing, other things might suffer, okay? And I don't think I've ever mentioned this before on a call. And I don't even have this in my notes. Let me just keep going with this because it's so good. I've never mentioned this. And that is, if you get really good at recruiting, because when I got started back, okay, my mindset was one a day, no matter what, okay? And I didn't have the luxury of doing what I did for years prior, of waking up at 3, 4 in the morning, worrying about Mary that I just brought in, and worrying that she's not doing what she's supposed to do to have success in her business, and it was all my fault. I didn't have the luxury of, and some of you are going to think, this guy's kind of cold, Tom. I was at a point where I thought of myself as going down in an airplane, literally, like crashing. Am I going to put my oxygen on myself, or am I put the oxygen on my, you know, my partner next door to me? And, of course, you guys are going to put that oxygen on yourself, because if you can't take care of yourself, the other person is going to die no matter what anyways, okay? So I'm not saying you have to be that brutal, but what I'm saying is you got to get really laser-focused on bringing people into your business, and you might not have enough time to do all the other things you'd like to do, like, you know, sending out emails to everybody, you know, three times a day, or calling your upline, or calling your crossline, or calling your team members every single day and want to see how it's going for them, or what you could do to help them, or do all the other hand-holding things that I found aren't necessarily things you need to do, okay, at all. And here's my point. So I knew that I was going to create a mess, okay, and that's another big tip. You need to create a mess this year, especially in the first half of it. You can clean up the mess in the next half of the year. So when it comes to recruiting, if you're really focusing on bringing in a lot of people, you will quickly learn the things that I will be showing you this year at how to outsource their training. And here's what happened to me, okay? Even though I created a mess, even though I recruited so many people, I couldn't get back to everybody, and so many people were calling me with questions, and it took a while, that first 90 days. I mean, it was very chaotic, and I didn't have a chance to work with all the people that I wanted to individually in the beginning, okay? But here's what the wild thing is. Our retention in the company was the highest in the company. Our duplication was off the charts compared to anybody else in the company and probably the industry. And because what happened is in the midst of that chaos, it built a system. And that was the PriorityTeam.com system that is being relaunched again, by the way. But it was that PriorityTeam.com system where our whole focus was to do three simple things, okay? And many of you have heard this before. And that is, number one, talk to prospects, okay? Talk to people. Number two, send those people to your simple message. And number three, follow up and enroll. So whenever any of my team members say, well, what do I do? Just do what I do. Do exactly what I do. And what I do is I talk to people, I send them to simple messages, and I follow up and enroll, just like how I brought you into the business. And then I plug everybody for training into DannyJohnson.com when it comes into the hardcore people skills, the hardcore personal growth that it takes to succeed in this business. And there's something else I'm going to tell you, like I told them. An hour a day of listening to personal growth in audios or DVDs or movies or whatever keeps poverty away. The hardest thing, your biggest enemy, my biggest enemy, people, human beings' biggest enemy is emotions, fear. Some of you know where that comes from, but it's not a reality. And I'm not going to go into all this fear, you know, stuff and how to kill it and all that kind of stuff, but you guys know what I'm talking about. It's, oh, this thing's not working. Oh, man, nothing's happening. And it's a momentum ball downward. It's one of the biggest things that stops us in our business is this momentum, this negative spiral of, oh, man, this thing's not working. You know, it starts this doubt process. This fear starts to creep in, the stress, and then so on and so forth. And what I found, and this has been proven, you know, just like when you exercise, there's this, I forgot what's the word, you know the word is melatonin or serotonin or something like that that stimulates the brain. I just got done going on a 7-mile mountain bike ride way up the mountains here in the High Sierras and up by Danny Johnson's office, ironically, and going grocery shopping with my backpack, getting some things for the family. And, yes, we do have cars now, but I just choose to do this. And coming down, I got like this huge, you know, high of just exercising. Well, the same thing happens when you are focusing on putting in life into your mind, like listening to Danny Johnson, like listening, for those of you that listen to the Bible, I listen to the Bible on tape. For those of you listening to personal growth or reading books like How to Win Friends and Influence People, which, by the way, guys, you need to get that book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. And you need to not just read it, because you need to read it over and over and over and over. That's one of the biggest things that helped me many years ago of learning how to recruit no people, struggling for years. 3 years I struggled in this industry before I finally started getting a clue. And it's when I got a hold of that book, How to Win Friends and Influence People, that really helped me understand that I really don't have good people skills. I suck, in fact. And the worst thing about people skills is most of us think we have them, when in reality, when I hear people do coaching calls and I hear them actually read script book, or I hear them going through the prospecting series, I'm realizing to myself, I'm like, no, you don't. You're trying to explain and sell and present. And so anyways, get that. That's definitely a must-have for the year 2009. So the thing, one of the big things that the only way to get in this mindset and start creating momentum in the year 2009 is learning how to do something that is unbelievably painful for me. And I'm sure I know this happens to a lot of people, because it's the reason why I believe most of us fail. Okay? In fact, I know it is. It's the reason why I paid Dani Johnson for one-on-one coaching when she was available to do it. It's the reason why I paid for her prospecting and closing classes and accountability, which was like $700 a month, because I'd pay $300 for prospecting, $300 for closing, and $100 for the MP3. It's the reason why I paid for that over and over and over, okay? It wasn't necessarily because I wanted to hear every piece of information, although it was amazing. But one of the biggest reasons is, you know, even I get distracted sometimes, well, a lot of times, a bunch, okay? And I paid for those classes because I knew that if she was keeping me accountable, I couldn't slack off at all. And being a Ruby, I wanted to be one of the top enrollers in the class, so I would always increase my numbers at least 20-30%. So if I was enrolling one or two per day, I would bump it up to two or three or four per day, which increased my income an extra $5,000 to $10,000 a month while I was going through those prospecting closing classes, because that was one of the things that helped me. And also, another reason why I paid for that, paid for coaching, and it really helped me have a breakthrough and really, and when I mean breakthrough in this industry, guys, I'm not just talking income. Let me clarify that, because I don't think I mentioned it. Because I learned how to make money in this industry by overworking and overstriving and being totally burnt out and neglecting my family, which I wasn't willing to do anymore, okay? But I'm talking about true success. And for me, everybody, it means different things for each person on this call, but for me that meant making money, but more importantly, having a life. Making money and seeing how little time I could spend on my business and still be a top producer and get the main thing done on a daily basis. And that the main thing that prevents us from doing that and really having time freedom is trying to grab too many things at one time. You know, my friend said to me last night when I finally said, hey, dude, I'm just going to tell you as a friend to a friend, I wouldn't do internet marketing right now. It takes time and money to learn it. I wouldn't do affiliate marketing. I would probably, you know, I mean, we told him this, I would probably even not continue doing your traditional business that you're doing long term, you know, sell it, find a way to get out of it. Because if you want to make money, all you got to do, and I told him this, you have to, he's like, well, network marketing is hard. I'm like, oh, my gosh. And I told him, I go, dude, all you have to do is talk to people, okay, and learn how to get good at that process. It's not easy, but it is simple once you do it enough times. Send them to simple messages and then follow up and enroll people and get them involved in either the product or the business or both, okay? And he says, it sounds too simple. Why do people fail? Because they complicate it and they try to do too many things. He's like, well, if it's so simple, why don't I do two or three companies and give people choices? Because I've been doing this for 16 years, and if you don't focus on just one thing, okay, on a daily basis, when you wake up, you do one thing, and you do one thing really well, like I was talking about with Tiger Woods, just get really methodical and become great at prospecting, you're not going to be as good and grow as fast as you could. And let me give you an example of what to prune back. Prune back ideas, okay? I used to pay Dani Johnson, and every call was the same, and I knew she was going to spank me on every single call. And I paid her a lot of money to have her do this, you know, and spank me. And I'm like, Dani, I got this idea. I'm going to do a new PowerPoint for my company. It's going to make all the difference in the world. She's like, Tom, how many people of your crew was out that PowerPoint? I'm like, a bunch. She's like, don't do the PowerPoint. And I would come up to her with all these different ideas, and she's like, and she kept saying, just stay recruiting. Just talk. Keep doing your model. Talk to people. Send a simple message. Just keep doing it over and over and over. When you're bored, keep doing it. So that's what I'm going to share with you guys is don't try to do too many things this year. Don't create new ideas of how to make the presentation better. Don't worry about the perfect colors on your website. Don't try to recreate a new sizzle message every single week. Don't try to do all these fancy things or create all these fancy systems because it's just all you have to do to duplicate is lead by example. Become great at one thing this year. If you want to have a breakthrough, low stress, and have, because when your people come to you, I'm telling you, it's such a freeing feeling when they say to you, well, what do I do? How do I make money in this business? You have to get good at the process of doing what I did to get you in this business. That's it. And then I mentioned I created a mess the first few months. That mess started to smooth out, and then we did a lot of group coaching calls, on-the-job training calls, and a lot of people had Q&A or question. They had access to me at least twice a week via group coaching calls that we did, OJT calls that we did, and then, of course, for the major nuts and bolts, we plugged them into to DannyJohnson.com and Work at Home Profit Zone. And that was the basic outline of our system of what we did. So, yeah, and it's kind of wild. I was really nervous, you know, how it would come out. I thought people would quit if they weren't getting all that extreme one-on-one attention that I did, you know, when I was building my business. But I found out that just wasn't the case, because all they had to do was just learn how to get good at that process. So let me share a few other things here real quick. And of course, the hour per day I was listening to Danny at least an hour or more per day. And the hardest part, though, you know, the hardest part is when you start having success with this system, you're going to start to, you know, want to create new ideas or new different ways to do it. And the whole key is even when it's boring, okay, some of you are probably bored and you're tired of the process of, you know, methodicalness of calling prospects and, you know, talking to people every day. They'll get to a point where you'll learn how to leverage that more and more specifically. Let me just break that down for you guys, what that looks like. When I first started off the year, okay, I start off with the lowest of lowest prospects, the lowest qualified people you can get your hands on. Yes, I talked to Warren Market, and you know, I got a lot of them on my products. I got a lot of them into my business. But when it came to advertising, I didn't have any money. So all I had to do when I first started off was work with age leads. And the leads that I was working with were over a year old. And when you have the skill sets, it doesn't matter what kind of prospect that you're talking to, okay? Now, there are ways to leverage your time and to work higher and higher qualified prospects in shorter period of time, and that you want to learn how to progress to the highest quality prospects. And that's what I'm going to spend the majority of the time for people in different home-based businesses this year, for you guys at PriorityTeam.com. I'm creating systems where I can show you guys how to work with the highest quality people. But in reality, let me share with you what's happening out there in the industry right now. Some of you are going to get distracted by all these really killer systems, and some of them are amazing. I've looked at a lot of them. I studied a lot of them. And what they tell you is don't talk to Warren Market. That doesn't work. I've tried. They say stuff like, well, I tried that, and it doesn't work. Okay? I can show you multiple friends that are still making six and seven figures with that model. But some people choose not to do that, and that's okay. There are better ways. There are great ways to generate people through the internet that are pre-screened, that are pre-qualified, that are specifically looking for a home-based business that you don't have to beg or convince to get involved in your business, okay? But most people aren't ready for the investment of working with that type of qualified prospect, okay? So with my system, I'm going to do it. What I'm going to do this year is building the system as if I'm, you know, personally working with my team again. And what would I want my team to know? The truth. And the truth is most people need to work with aged prospects if they're dealing with the cold market, let's say. Okay? You need to deal with aged prospects just like I did. And there's a lot of great websites that you can get aged prospects on, people that, you know, from 6 months to a year old. Because here's the reality. When you go through my course, okay, when you listen to the process to go through it, how to become – like the Tiger Woods at recruiting, how to be an amazing recruiter, again, you're going to realize how simple it is to recruit someone, even if they haven't requested information from a year ago. But again, once you get good at recruiting at least two people per week, and hopefully that's your first week. Some of you it may take 2 weeks. Some of you maybe a month. But you want to graduate quickly because, again, you want to condense time frames. You want to evolve yourselves up into the real-time leads. And then ultimately, I'm going to show you guys, in fact, for those of you that are in my class, I'm going to show you some of my methods, in fact, that I'm using right now, practicing and just generating leads right now for the home business industry. I'm going to show you on week three of our class how to actually start generating your own prospects, where people know who you are, they already like and trust you, they feel comfortable with you as a person, and they're calling you back to either get started in your business or they have more questions before they get started in your business. So there's a lot better ways to leverage your time and to work with higher quality prospects in a shorter period of time, and that's where you want to get to, okay? But again, so many people want to jump to the finish line right now. It took me a while to get good at that process of not having enough time in the day to get back to all the people that were ready to enroll in my business, okay? And that's what I'm really excited about sharing with you guys. So the last question I have for you guys, okay? The last question is, what's holding you back? You know, what's holding you guys back from winning this year? And what is it going to take for you guys to really have a breakthrough in your business and focus on the main thing? This year, which again is bringing brand new people into your business. And the whole goal of PriorityTeam.com and the trainings that I'm going to be doing and the coachings that I'm going to be doing is going to be meant to build the ultimate system that I've always wanted to build. If that I always wanted someone else to build for me, let me clarify that. The ultimate system to show people, my brand new people, what to do, what to say, how to say it, and have someone else other than you tell your prospects that you don't need to call your upline 24 hours a day. Because here's the thing I used to tell my people. When you're making money, and I used to do this quick start training call, and I'm going to be doing that again here generically for everybody in the industry. And one of the things I used to tell our brand new prospects in our team on our training call was, you know, you want to make great money, but more importantly, you want to do it while having a life. Our system at PriorityTeam.com is going to show not just you how to do that, but all your team of people how to do that. Because when you're making great money and you've got a huge organization, you don't want to be sitting on vacation with your family and having to feel like you're obligated to pick up the phone and do, you know, three-way calls or talk to all your team. You want to make sure there's a system in place that'll do a lot of the training, the explaining for you. And my whole niche is going to be all about recruiting, showing you how to get the highest quality people in the shortest period of time, and what to do and what to say to those people, and and plug them into a system for people skills and deep personal growth. DannyJohnson.com is by far the best in the industry at that. So that was my system. Enroll, plug them into simple OJT and trainings that we did, and then plug them into DannyJohnson.com. Guys, I'm going to be tomorrow. I have literally five people left for the training call that I'm going to be doing tomorrow, okay? I've been putting this together for an extremely long period of time. And I've never done this. In all the 16 years that I've been building a home-based business, there's different things that I do that I've never had time to explain on a 45-minute to an hour phone call. Things like all the different leverage points that I use to close people into my business fast. When I enroll people, when I was enrolling people into my business, they knew very little about my company, very little about my compensation. They didn't know hardly any facts and figures. In fact, when I enrolled people, they would always say, well, what's the product we're marketing again? Or how do I get paid again? You know, these are things that people ask me once they got started on the training calls that we used to do. Because there's ways to enroll people that you don't have to go into all the extreme details. In fact, if you do go through all the details, you recruit significantly less people. So we're doing a four sessions, 90 minutes per class, starting tomorrow at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then we're doing three classes plus a bonus. And the three classes are 90 minutes each. And again, I'm going to break down every aspect of recruiting, of duplication, of what I do on a daily basis, and all the different things that, one, prevent people from having a breakthrough in a home business, but more importantly, again, all the different things to do to become an expert at the process of recruiting, or not just an expert, but just getting going for some of you. So we're going to do 90 minutes, and then the last session is going to be a bonus session for 90 minutes, and that's going to be all about branding yourself. It's going to be about how to get people to chase you down instead of you chasing people and dialing and dialing and dialing and dealing with answer machines and dialing and getting to the point where literally you could build this business 2 to 3 hours a day, even if you're full-time, and enrolling literally as many people as you want to. You choose. You want to enroll one a day, two a day, two a week, four a week. You can literally get to the point where your skill sets are there to where you can enroll as many people as your system will allow you to enroll, okay, and as many as you're willing to personally bring in. And how to talk to the highest quality prospects. I'm working on systems, and I'm going to show you how to do this with us, where you can get those meet those prospects, or even more importantly, how to generate those on your own, where, again, like I shared earlier, where people know who you are, they've gone down the road, they just didn't fill out a form, and they went to you. But how to step people through some hoops before you even get on the phone with them. Guys, there's something that I've been really somewhat new to, but it's been exploding, and many of you are on this phone right now because of it, and that is social media. It was very confusing to me. Over the last 6 months, I've been really diving in and really focusing on understanding it, and I'm not an expert by any means, but I know enough to be dangerous. And I'm going to be sharing with you some of the different aspects of what to do on social media and how social media is going to become a major player, can become a major player in helping you build your business professionally without selling people or spamming people like so many people do on my MySpace and Facebook and all the different Twitter accounts that I have. By the way, if you're on Twitter or if you're not, you should go to twitter.com, and my name is Tom_Challen. So it's twitter.com / Tom _ and then Challen, Challan. And again, I'm just getting going with Twitter, but it's going viral. I can't even believe how fast Facebook and other things are going. So that class is going to be $197, and I just realized, I was talking to my wife today, that we definitely undersold that. It's only $197 for four classes with accountability. My wife spent about 8 hours today working with everybody's homework and their numbers, and I'm going to be going through a lot of those tomorrow before the class. So just the accountability portion is worth the $197 in itself. And I'm just telling you guys right now, it's a total break-even. Just doing the class in itself for only $197. And again, we'll probably never do it for this price again. So if you want the accountability, if you want the three sessions of coaching, it's $197, and you can go to this website right now. It's www.priorityteam.com. It's www.priorityteam.com/call. C-A-L-L, okay? So priorityteam.com/call, C-A-L-L. And literally, we're only going to take five more people. We want to make sure this is an intimate. There'll be under 35 people on this training session, and you'll still have time to participate in the call. They're all going to be recorded, so if you miss it, we're recording every single call. And also, so if you miss the call, yeah, we're recording the call for you guys. And if for some reason you don't like the call, for whatever reason, you get 100% of your money back after the last call. If you say, this wasn't for me, I just wanted to take away all the risks so you have nothing to lose and, of course, everything to gain with the call. So priorityteam.com/call, okay? And I've been putting this together as if you guys were just joining my brand-new business. And even though we had wild success in 2004 and 5 and 6, built over 40,000 people in a very short period of time, there's been some things that I would do even different if I had to do it all over again. And that's And I do have it. I do have the chance to do it all over again because that's what we're doing. And I'm putting together this call with the way that I would do it right now. And mostly what I'm doing is simplifying it, finding all the fat in everything that I did and that I didn't need to do, and making it even simpler. And one of the things I wrote down of, you know, I'm thinking recruiting's so simple, why doesn't everybody do it? Because here's the deal, and this is what I'm going to be talking about, in fact, the very beginning of tomorrow's call. For those of you on the call, I'm going to give you a little heads up, is recruiting is very simple. And so is swinging a golf club. You know, like Tiger Woods, it's very simple. But there's a lot of pieces. There's a lot of pieces when it comes to recruiting, you know, of learning when that person's ready to say yes and get involved in your business and knowing when that is. I'm going to teach you that. But there's a lot of different pieces that they're all out there, all the training's available. What I've done is I've thought about every little piece, what's every little thing that I would want my brand new person to know. I pulled that together of, you know, when it comes to how to prospect, what do I do when I follow up, when I enroll them in the business, and what are my steps to get them going quick and to duplicate that same process? How did I close so many people in such a short period of time? I'm going to go through that, and again, those phrases and all the words that I use to overcome their objections and bring them involved in the business, I'm going to go through all that detail. So I've got all these pieces that I pulled together to show you guys exactly how to become a professional, you know, for your home-based business in 2009. I'm super excited for you guys. I've never been so excited in a very long period of time, and I'm looking forward to hanging out with a lot of you guys tomorrow. And again, there's space for 5 more available, so if you want to have a huge breakthrough in 2009, make sure you're on that class. Again, it's only $197, and you get the includes the MP3. It includes the bonus session, the third bonus session that we're going to be doing. So priorityteam.com/call. So, guys, we're going to wrap this call up. And whether you're on the call or not, no matter where you're at throughout the U.S. or country, I wish you guys wild, crazy success in the year 2009. So with that, guys, we're going to wrap the call up. God bless you guys, and we will see you. There'll be no training call this week other than the coaching call. That starts tomorrow. And for those of you that are in the class, just in the FYI, we're going to be sending you the private call-in number probably tomorrow. So, all right, guys, God bless you, and we will see you on the call for those of you, or we'll see you guys this year. Bye-bye, everyone.
The moderator has disconnected. The call will now end.